When I was a young Jesuit scholastic, I saw the singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett down the street at the Fox. And Lyle Lovett is from Texas, and he's known for having this sort of wry sense of humor in his lyrics. And at the concert, he starts, you know, it's good in his Texas twang. He says, yeah, it's good to be here in St. Louis, the gateway to the West. I guess y'all just stayed put. It's a good line. I mean, because, yeah, this is the arch, the gateway to the West, and none of us went west. We just stayed here. We have this notion of seeking things out, of going beyond, that as human beings, we're never satisfied. We're always moving on to the next thing. This is the whole American story, right? That we're always on to the next thing, that we're always moving this way. But obviously, that's not completely true, because we all stayed put. We also have that notion sort of in our spiritual lives. You know, we sing when the choir comes back. One of our favorite hymns is that based on Augustine, restless is the heart until it rests in you. And we have that sense of being people who are restless in our search for God. We're looking for God. We use those sorts of phrases of being on the move, of being unsatisfied. But I would argue that actually perhaps more of our sort of normal state or our biggest challenge is not so much being restless, but of being satisfied. And especially being so satisfied so easily and being satisfied with so little. The people of Israel have been delivered from freedom, delivered to freedom, set free from bondage. They were slaves, and God did all these wondrous works and brought them forth from the power of Pharaoh and led them through the Red Sea and has brought them out to make them his people, to give them the law, to send them to the promised land. And what is their response? We're hungry. Wouldn't it be great if we were back in Egypt where we had enough to eat, where we could sit in our homes? That was great. All we want is to be well fed. All we want is to be content. All we want is to remain slaves. Because at least then we're satisfied. At least we know that. Moses, where are you taking us? We prefer the devil we know, slavery in Egypt, to the unexpected. And when the crowd follows Jesus across the sea, after he has performed that wondrous miracle of loaves and fishes, he says, you're not here to see me. You're here to get fed again. No, yeah, that's right. That's what we want. That's what will satisfy us. And Jesus says to the crowds, don't be so easily satisfied. There is far more that I have for you and that I am for you. Do not allow your expectations to be so low. Do not allow your hearts to be so constricted. Do not allow your horizons to be so short. Rather than be satisfied with what is going to fill your belly, be satisfied in what I can do for you to fill your heart and soul. These wonderful readings from John chapter 6 are a reflection on our need to be truly satisfied. Not the partial satisfaction that we often settle for, but to truly know the God who loves us. In some ways, the whole of the Scriptures, the whole of our faith tradition is about God's relentless desire to push us farther. God's relentless desire to deepen our relationship with God. God's overwhelming desire in Jesus Christ to bring us beyond what we can hope or imagine. And we tend to settle. We tend to be satisfied for what is most basic and what is most easy. The Eucharist calls us to a deeper satisfaction. And it calls us out of what we are comfortable and familiar with. Perhaps more than anything else, every time we gather on Sunday, we are called forth from complacency. We are called forth from our own personal sense of what can be and what is. And we are fed and nourished and called to a far deeper satisfaction. And perhaps nothing else that the Eucharist does is to call us out of ourselves. Our deepest problem with self-satisfaction, our deepest issue of our limitations, is how often we feel, well, if things are good for me, I'm satisfied. If I'm okay, then I'm good. If I am satisfied, that's all I need. But the Eucharist calls forth from us not simply self-satisfaction, but solidarity. It calls forth from us in Jesus Christ a desire that all will be satisfied, not just me, not simply College Church, but all of God's children. The Eucharist is communion. And that communion should touch every single human being on earth. How much of our issue today, as a church and as a country, is about, well, why should I care? If it doesn't impact me, why should I worry? Climate change? Well, that'll be someone else's problem. Migration in Africa? We don't have to deal with that. But the Eucharist is about solidarity. The Eucharist calls forth from us to move beyond our own petty satisfactions and to know the God who is always, always, always calling more forth from us. I am the bread of life, Jesus says. The bread of life. And that life is life for all. And if we are fed in the bread of life, then our lives our lives for all. And that our own little communion, our own little cocoon that we can create, our own little boundaries and parameters that we like to set, are exploded by the Eucharist. We are all sisters and brothers who share in the bread of life who is Jesus Christ. We cannot stay put. We cannot allow our satisfactions to be so meager and so small, but to truly desire more, to truly want more, to truly seek more from the God who is always more.